This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Nom.com. And if you love your pet, which I know you do, you're going to want to feed them the finest pet food of all time by going to Nom.com. You can try out some of the finest food available to your beloved pet, your best friend. Everyone loves their dog. You can try out the beef mash, the chicken cuisine, the pork potluck, and turkey fare meals for your dog. And there's many, many more different recipes on there. If you love your dog, you're going to want to give them this food. It's absolutely amazing. It looks so damn good, I would eat it myself. And I'll tell you what, you can really not even tell by the love and affection that your dog gives you after they eat some of Nom's delicious food. You're going to see it as well because their fur looks so much sweeter, healthier, and just thicker and just fuller because I'll tell you what, the vitamins and the nutrition, all the good stuff is in this food that your dog needs to grow a healthy set of fur, live a long, healthy life, and be your best friend forever. You can also use our code VOMSHOW to save up to 50% off your first order and get free shipping for a limited time. Go to Nom.com and tell them the nerd sent you. This podcast is also brought to you by our friends over at Binoid.com, makers of the finest THC product on the market. They've been longtime sponsors of the show and also been providing me the greatest THC product on the market. I absolutely love Binoid. We've been with them for quite a while now, and they've been good to us, and oh my goodness, I love their product. I started off with the capsules, then I moved on to the vape pens, then I started rolling my own with the flower, then I got the pre-rolls because I got lazy. Doesn't matter. This stuff is absolutely amazing and will make you feel good in many different ways, mentally, physically, and it will just improve the quality of your life. You have to try this stuff out. It is changing the way people are living their lives. Binoid, Binoid.com, and also our sister website because it's so big. There's so much business. We had to open up another website, Blooms Hemp, BloomsHemp.com. You can get wax, dabs, pre-roll flower, capsules, you can get the cigarettes, you can get the pre-rolled blunts, you can get the vape cartridges, you can get the gummy bears, the gummy worms, the sour diesel patch, you can get the wax, the dabs, all the hoodads and all that shit. I don't even understand. There's so many different ways now to get THC in your system. It's blowing my mind. You can even get soda cans, seltzer with THC infused in it. This stuff will get you laced up. And I will also tell you a little secret here. We now have psychedelic mushrooms in three different flavors, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, and white chocolate. This stuff will send you straight to heaven if you have a couple of bites. It is a phenomenal product. Very safe and secure, lab-tested THC. And, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. We have mushrooms. I will say it again. This stuff is phenomenal. You have to check it out right now and use our code NERD to save 10% and get free shipping on any order at Binoid.com and Blooms Hemp.
On with the show.
What's going on, everybody? It's another episode of the often imitated, never duplicated Voices of Misery podcast. And of course, I am one half of your dynamic duo of nerds. I'm the nerd, and you are.
Nerd up.
AKA high on paint fumes.
Yeah.
We're done, baby. The paint is finished. The house is complete. And they got it done faster than I thought it was going to be. I'm just going to pass it off to you. Go ahead and explain the process, the whole thing. What the hell happened?
The whole thing was a pain in my ass. Mm-hmm. It took me weeks to find a shade. You knew immediately what you wanted. But because my color was the whole goddamn house. It was three rooms and a hallway. Because it's all open. Like, I kept switching and changing my mind. Because that's the main part of the house. That's the part of the house that, God forbid, someone comes over here. That's what they're going to see. They're not going to see our bedroom. Who gives a fuck? So, I don't know. I switched my mind. I don't know how many times. Sherry was probably getting so pissed at me. I was sending her all different shades. All different freaking pictures. Finally decided on one. Mm-hmm. And got everything done. But this poor girl yesterday... the painting started yesterday, which is Monday. We're recording... What is today? Tuesday?
Tuesday, yeah.
Okay, so she came over on time. She was actually an hour and a half early, sitting in front of her house, and we were both like, who the fuck is that? Because she was just in her regular car.
Just sitting there, all up on the yard.
Just sitting there, and I'm like, we're both like, who is that? And I'm like, I don't, maybe it's the paint people, but she was there for so freaking long because mm-hmm. she was so early. And then finally the paint van shows up with all our paint and stuff, and then she got out. But then the paint van and the guy leave, and it's just this poor woman. And I'm like, oh my God, where's the other painters? She busted her ass on Monday, man. She filled all the holes.
Yeah.
She oh my God, she spackled so much shit.
She was incredible.
Fixed the goddamn, we had a crack from the foundation or whatever.
Yep.
She fixed that in the freaking wall. All by herself, and then she did the first coat alone.
Really demasculated me. This woman just fucking fixed
just
the whole
owned
thing.
Everything. Everything. Moved the fridge, moved the stove, just freaking whatever.
A tiny.
Tiny woman.
Tiny little thing.
Like, just busted her ass, and I'm just like, holy shit. She's like, okay, I'm taking off for the day, and I come out, and like, the whole first coat is done, and
she
I'm like, holy
it.
Shit.
We don't have a big house. But it's a very big area that we have to have painted.
It takes me all day to do one of the kids' rooms, and that is a small room.
Yeah, and this bitch knocked it all out and fixed all the little things that we wanted patched and like holes that the previous owner had, like things painted up or hanging up or whatnot.
And that stupid owner
did it all.
Didn't hang things with nails. She hung things with screws.
Fucking screws, like big holes in the wall. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm pulling them out. Like, what the fuck, dude?
Screws everywhere. Like, on every wall, there were screws. And it was just like, why? And they weren't even.
So
you hang a picture, and it's like off balance. Like, so stupid. But so anyways, that got all fixed. And then today she came up with extra help and then finished the job. So fucking looks amazing. I'm so goddamn happy.
And not a bad singer.
Yeah. Yeah, yesterday she was wearing her earbuds, and you could hear her singing, and it's just like, oh, that's nice, good for her, you know, whatever, just to each her own, whatever. Yeah. And then a dude shows up today, and so there's no more earbuds. Now it's full-on radio.
Yep.
Let's play some country music, and let's get down.
Well, because go away and get on down here.
The two of them, one was in one room, one was in another one, both of them just serenading us the whole day.
Diddle-diddle-ding, diddle-diddle-doo. Hearing that shit as her fucking pain the whole time.
I'm like, oh my God, that was funny. But yeah, it's good. I'm glad it's over and everything, like, everything looks good.
Came out, exceeded both of our expectations, I think, this company. And PaintRx, let's give them a shout-out. PaintRx here, man. They were
good.
Fucking amazing. They did a great job. A little pricey, but well worth every penny, man. They fucking knocked it out. Looks like a brand-new home. I couldn't be any happier. It's amazing. Everything I wanted done is done. And we took plenty of pictures. Everything is... You sent some to Sherry, right?
Yes, and my sister.
And your sister fucking hated the blue. She was trying to be nice to you.
Well, she just said, for some, blue is my favorite color, and I don't know if she doesn't remember that or what, but like I had said, back a month and a half ago when I was deciding on shades, I said I wanted a beachy thing. That's what I wanted. I don't give a shit what other, like, if other people do it or not. That's just what I wanted. Mm-hmm. So she's like, well, what colors are you thinking? And I said, blues and greens is what I'm looking at. And immediately she's like, no blue. You don't want blue. And I'm like, why? And she's like, well, what if you don't want a beachy theme and you want to change it to something else? What the hell are you going to do? It's going to be blue all over the place. I don't care. I love blue. So, like, and I was looking at all the different shades of green, and I'm like, this is not for me. I just didn't like it. I was looking at light. I was looking at dark. And I'm like, no, I'm sticking with the blue. And so I did. And I'm fucking happy. Once it was on the wall, I'm like, okay, I made the right choice. So... Mm-hmm. I was afraid once it was up on the wall, I was going to be like, oh, no.
Yeah.
But no, I'm happy.
It's beautiful. I like it. And I did not like it. In the pictures, I remember saying, like, I don't know about this. But hey, that's your part of the house. I stay my part. You got your part. The kids got their part. Everyone's got the color they like. That's all good. It came out a lot better than I thought. I'm happy. You did a good job picking that out. But what have you been watching? Have you been doing anything else besides hanging out in the fucking kids' bedroom with me?
Well, can we talk about that?
They took over the whole house.
They took over the whole goddamn house. And we were locked in a room together for 8 to 9 hours, Monday and Tuesday.
It was a nightmare.
Couldn't leave.
Yeah.
I mean, we would leave and quickly get a drink or let the dogs out or whatever. But, like, we were stuck in a fucking room together.
Yeah.
That hasn't happened in years.
It was a nightmare. And hopefully it's years again before that happens. It was a fucking nightmare. No, we had fun. I mean, we basically just did what we normally do.
Well, I originally was going to... hang out in Jenna's room, but she does not. She does not like people hanging out. She wants to be. She wants her own space.
She's just like us.
Yeah, she wants to be alone, and like, I'm not gonna crowd her. So then Monday morning comes, and like, I bring all my stuff in the room. You're like, wait, you
I was like, come? Whoa,
you coming to bother me already?
Easy, like, champ. Easy. Well, we have fun. I watch a lot of these stupid videos and shit. We watch the eclipse. Fucking, we're still here.
There was no eclipse here.
The world didn't end. Yeah, there was no eclipse. We didn't see nothing. We didn't see
it was nice and sunny. We didn't see shit.
I didn't care.
But how do you see it in some areas and you don't see it?
I don't know. We didn't
see nothing. Literally nothing.
I don't know. And you know what? The only thing I care about is that the world is still fucking here. It's like, boo fucking who. I had the biggest hopes of what I was going to do in the afterlife. Those final moments of life. It's like when the game shuts down and they're like, there's 20 seconds left till the server shuts down and everyone starts cursing each other off. Yeah. That's what I'd be doing.
I didn't watch anything though. I watched Quiet on Set on Max, came out with the 5th episode.
Oh.
So I watched that.
I gotta watch that. Remind me to watch that.
Yeah.
Please.
And that was pretty good. It only came out with one episode. It was basically like talking to people after the documentary aired.
Hmm.
And people's reactions and stuff like that, and if they had anything else to say. So I think that's the only new thing that I watched.
Yeah. I just added that to my list, quite honestly. I was there typing like quite honestly.
It's good. It's 5 episodes.
Yeah.
I don't know. My show starts tomorrow. I'm excited for that.
Good.
I feel like I did do something, but I can't remember what it was, so I guess it wasn't important.
Well, shit, if you're done, then I guess we'll hop into what the hell's been going on with me. I was really fucking high the other day, man. And the reason is because I'm losing weight. And I checked myself on the scale. I've lost 4 pounds since starting this new job. Because I'm not at home laying down all day. I'm not drinking Zevias all day. I'm not snacking on keto snacks. Or just snacking. I'm not eating anymore. I don't eat lunch. I never was a lunch eater at work. When I come home, I'll make my sausage and eggs. It's got like nothing in it.
Because you're working out of the house. When you're working at home, you would be completely high all day, and then constantly coming out and snacking and stuff.
This is pretty good. I'm fucking losing weight. I'm like, my fucking belly's all flat again and shit. I'm seeing veins popping back
up where
they used to not be. I'm feeling good and I'm looking good, but I was so baked. I was sitting there brushing my teeth, and I was looking at myself in the mirror. My eyes were watery. Everything was red. And I just burst out laughing. I could not get through brushing my teeth. I had toothpaste all over my chin, dripping on my shirt. I was laughing so hard. Mm. And it was a good feeling, you know. And it just made me think about, like, and I guess just the good vibes. You know, when you're high, the best thing to have is good vibes. And you got the paint and all this other good stuff happening. And it was just a good couple of days. And even though I was off, you know, I didn't really get the experience being off because I was sitting in my fucking kids' room all day with you and didn't really get to, you know, do anything else. But I guess let's hop on into this one. I've been stalling for a while and I don't even know how to get into this story. I did hint at Monica and I guess it's time to talk about.
You know, I wasn't even asked about Monica, so
yeah,
I'm a little disappointed.
Time for me to talk about Monica Bing.
Stupid.
It all started the other day when I was going by the new job, and it's near this store called Adam and Eve. And I'm like, let me go in this store and see what's going
on. Your store is near all the strip clubs and tattoo shops.
Yes.
So, an Adam and Eve store, people.
Mm-hmm. Over the years, I've heard things about these, and I always thought people that were like fucking people, you know, like what the hell is a guy going to do with a sex toy? What the fuck, you know, it's never going to work. And then I just got so sick at 41 years old. Like, let me try something new. I try to attack you all day. You fucking got the like a spray bottle now. You spray me away like a cat, and you shoo me away. So I'm like, I got to do something. So
multiple days in a row.
Yeah.
God.
Listen, I'm a fucking animal, okay? So anyway, if I can go to the store on my lunch break, I'm like, let me just go see what this is all about. I debated on whether I should wear a disguise or a mask or something to cover my face, like a brown paper bag of choice. But I'm like, let me just go in there. Immediately greeted by these two women are in the store, and I'm like, oh, can't this get any fucking more awkward? So I'm in there, and I feel like I'm shrinking every 5 seconds, and I feel like their eyes are on me, and they're probably gossiping about me, making fun of me and shit. So I turn around, and I'm like, hey, let's just not make this awkward. Can you show me where the heck I am? And I'm standing in the gay section, apparently, and they're like, well, what kind of partner do you have? And I'm like, a female. I'm straight. They're like, oh, it's on the other side. And I pick up a box. I'm like, oh, I am in the wrong spot. It's like a unicorn with different colors and shit. I'm like, get me the fuck out of here. So they put me in the right spot, and I'm even more clueless, because things were looking like other things, and I'm like, shit's evolved since I was younger, man. Before you just spit in your hand and you're done. So I asked the girl, I'm like, honest opinion, what do guys buy when they come in here? And she's like, oh, they get this, this, and this. I'm like, between these, which one is you know, the more highly reviewed one? She's like, you know, let's look it up. She pulls it up online. It's like this one right here. So I'm like, all right, sold. Fucking get the thing. I run out the store as fast as I can. I fucking leap into the car window like fucking Dukes of Hazzard. I take off, peel out, going 90 miles an hour. Want to get the hell away. Go back to work, and I got this thing in the car, and I'm like, is it going to melt? What the fuck is this thing going to do? Get it home, and I'm like, all right, fucking try this thing out.
No, but you What's keep that? Talking to me about it. Like, I know. You keep bringing it up.
I was excited.
Oh, first of all, you're at work, and you're like, I'm going to the store. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, doesn't tell me what store. Going to the store. I'm like, all right, well, that's nice, whatever. So then, like, later on, you're, like, calling me on your lunch or your break or whatever. So we went to the store. I got a little something, and so I'm like,
pack your bags, you're being replaced.
Yeah. Yes. And I'm like, what is happening right now? And then you come home, and you're, like, all giddy, like a little boy at Christmas, and you're like, oh, I got that. Like, oh, my
kicked
God.
Kicked off the shoes.
Don't disturb me. And I'm like, oh, God.
A cloud of dust. I put a do not disturb sign on the door and played some music. I tried this thing out, and I'm like, all right, this thing's pretty good. I'm not going to get graphic about it or anything, but it now has a name, and it's now named Monica Bang for you Friends fans out there.
Stupid.
It even has a vibrating thing inside. It's got like a little button that you press, and it goes bzz, bzz. So now it's not Monica Bang, it's Monica Bzzing.
Oh, my God.
I love it, man. It's a great thing. And you know what? Just like Friends, it will be there for me.
Whatever makes you happy, man. It makes me. Leave me the fuck alone.
It makes me happy. I think I wore it out already. I think it's already broken.
Stop. Come on.
I think it's broken already.
I think you need to go and buy some more.
I think I should invest stock. I'm going to go ahead and reach out to these people, see if they're sponsoring the show, because I feel like I would be wearing these things out going forth. But definitely awesome. Oh, some really good news, too. Netflix picked up that show that I fucking loved, Heels. The wrestling show Stephen Amell, the guy from Arrow, and the dude from Vikings is in it, too. Heels was picked up by Netflix, and now there's rumors about a season 3, so I am fucking ecstatic. Season 2 ended on a really, really high note. Actually, a low note. The guy fucking got hurt, but, I mean, it ended on a really good cliffhanger, so definitely going to check that one out. I really hope that show gets picked up. So as far as things I've been watching, I haven't been really watching much. We had the shit going on the past couple of days. We really haven't had time. We've just been kind of...
So it was hard because we weren't watching TV or anything. We were both on our iPads, and then we were both bored as hell.
Yeah.
I can only play... Like, I do play my supercard game, but I can only tap, tap, tap for a certain amount of time. And then I'm like, okay, I need a break. And then I'm like walking around the room trying to stretch my back and stuff. Like, it's so obviously I'm glad it's over and everything turned out great, but like it was... It did suck being stuck in that small ass room.
Dude, it
my
sucks.
TV. As soon as they left, both days, I immediately hooked the TV back up. I'm like, please, I need to watch something.
I had no idea how much I've become, you know, attached to the television.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not like you, definitely not like you, but I do like to have it on in the background while I'm doing other things, and I miss that. Like last night, we didn't have the TV hooked up because they were finishing up today.
Yeah.
And I was laying in the bed and I had my iPad, and I'm like, I could watch stuff on the iPad, but I missed that background sound.
Yeah, I don't like doing it on the iPad because I like playing my game or, I don't know, being on Team Z or whatever on my iPad and then having the background of the TV and not having that really sucked. Yeah. Like, and I didn't have my AirPods on Monday in the room with us, so just, I don't know, it just blew.
Yeah.
But...
I have no idea what the hell I'm going to be watching. I mean, I have a fucking big list here of stuff to watch, and I don't know what to do next. There's so much shit on this list here.
Well, Quiet on Set's only a couple episodes, so you can blow through that.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that one. The last thing I watched was that show Fringe.
Yeah.
We finished that one up last week, and that was it. I haven't heard my BFF. That motherfucker needs to come her ass right the fuck on back so we can finish this motherfucking list, because shit, man, I don't know what to watch next. I'm fucking lost here. I don't know which one to do. I've got so many things... And I think The Penguin was supposed to be next on my list, because there was a trailer for that.
I thought that wasn't coming out to fall.
But there was a trailer, wasn't there? Isn't that, like, soon? Or...
Oh, I don't know.
No, there was like a, I don't know, I gotta look at the date for it, but that looked really good. I had that here in the notes, something I wanted to watch. And that show C, I did want to finish watching that one on Apple TV, which you are now part of the family again. You figured it out.
On my iPad.
You figured it out.
But not the TV.
Oh. So we got
to
figure out.
Because I went to look today. Yesterday, I was getting so many pop-ups on my iPad. Shit. And it's like, do you want to share your purchases and location with your family? And I'm like, well, yeah. And then all of a sudden Apple TV was working on my iPad. And I'm like, well, yay, it's fixed. And then when the painters left, I went on the actual TV and it's not. And I'm just like, well, what the fuck? So I will eventually get it on the freaking goddamn TV.
I don't understand it. Maybe it's going to log out and back in again or some shit. I don't know. You're the only person that has problems with it. I don't think your sister even...
She's never home to watch anything.
But I'm saying, like, she's got the iCloud stuff and everything. Yeah, I don't know. But whatever. But that's about it for me. You want to hop into some topics here? You got anything good, bad, or indifferent?
I actually have two BS stories about, like, flavors and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then just a quick arrest on Easter. That's about it. Nothing, like, man, we had stuff going on.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on here. Just like these people who were too busy to take care of their kid. This baby was smothered to death between couch cushions and her dad, who drank 10 tall boys and fell asleep. The child's mother also told police she was wasted the night in question, as both of them were charged with involuntary manslaughter.
Real smart.
This happened in Kalamazoo, Michigan. They've been charged on involuntary manslaughter and second-degree child abuse charges following the death of their six-month-old baby girl. Jose Antonio Roldan Jr., 40, and LaDesha Powell, 39, were both arraigned last week after their daughter, Faith Hope, died on December 13, 2023. The child died by mechanical asphyxia after she allegedly became wedged between couch cushions while her parents were passed out drunk. And there's that word again.
Poor thing, man.
Yeah. That's... How the hell do you not know, man? Are you... 10 beers is...
Well, she was between the couch cushions, so crying was probably muffled.
Yeah.
Right? Probably. And 6 months old, you don't move that much.
You're not strong enough to
do
anything.
You can't really pull yourself out. You're still tiny.
Poor baby.
That's terrible. That's awful.
Man. I mean, shit.
But it's so irresponsible. Both of you are fucking wasted when you have a baby?
Yeah.
Both of you? One of you can't be fucking sober to take care of it?
According to the probable cause affidavit, Roldan told police he had around 10 tall boy cans of beer after he and Powell began drinking around 6 p.m. He said the pair also smoked a joint together, admitting they were both intoxicated. Smart. So that's what put him to sleep.
Fucking morons.
Yeah. I mean, pot will put you to sleep by itself, and alcohol will put you to sleep too, man. You drink enough of them, you're like, I'm ready for bed, I'm drunk. You either get really stupid. Yeah.
People like that piss me off. They really do. Like, just be somewhat responsible.
She drank 5 Twisted Teas and some of his beers, telling authorities she drank with him in an effort to forget her frustrations over him watching pornography.
Yeah.
You watch too much porn. Give me a beer. I mean,
Twisted Teas. Those are good.
You like those?
They're good. Once in a while. Mm-hmm. I can drink the flavored stuff once in a while.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Just come on, man. You have a baby. Like, be smart.
The last thing she remembered was was making the baby a bottle and holding her in her arms. That was the last thing she remembered before passing out herself. And I guess he must have taken the baby and brought it out there with him for some odd reason and passed out. So So they actually have footage of this. What happened next was caught on horrific footage by a camera set up in the family's living room.
Oh my God.
The footage shows them both drinking before Roldan, who the docs state weighs 300 pounds, falls asleep on the living room couch with Powell by his feet with the girl in her arms. But then she appears to fall asleep and Faith falls out of her arms and lands between Jose and wedges in between Jose and the back of the couch. Jose eventually readjusts himself and the baby becomes completely smothered, kicking her feet and crying until she became lifeless.
That's terrible.
At one point, Powell woke up and apparently appeared to look for the girl before going to the bedroom to sleep. Jose said that when he woke up, he found Faith wedged between the seat and the cushions. When he tried to wake her, he discovered she wasn't breathing and then called 911. Jesus, man. I mean, wow, that sucks. That sucks, man. You see, you got to be responsible, man. You know, you got a fucking child. You got a baby
you're
taking care of.
Once you have kids, like, you need to change your life.
Yeah. We partied a lot before the kids were born.
We did.
Then
but
when
once
they were
born it was
stopped.
Like, okay, time to fucking grow up.
And you stopped. You were like, you have fun. One of us has to be responsible.
Time to fucking grow up, and like, because you're responsible for a little human.
Yeah.
You can't just say, oh, fuck it.
Yeah.
Like, I can't stand people. It really pisses me off.
It's a fucking nightmare, man. I just don't know how you could be that negligent.
I don't know.
What a fucking nightmare.
Ugh.
That's... Man. But, I mean, Would that be an accident, or can you get them for? I mean, obviously, you can get them for negligence, but if they have it on camera,
it's
that
an
like
accident. Yeah, but at it the is same an accident. Time, like, how stupid are you?
I feel so
you got high
bad.
And then drunk.
Mm, that's awful.
With a baby right there, not mm-hmm. in a playpen, not in a crib. Like, I mean, Jesus. Just
you throw the fucking book at these people. Fuck them.
Yeah, like
The more I think about it, the more angry I get, because it's just like, man, someone's got to be responsible. You know,
man.
Even if it was an accident, you put yourself in that position to have the accident. It's a very avoidable accident.
Yeah,
just be responsible. I'm not saying like once you have a baby, you got to fucking give up your life.
No,
obviously, you can have fun.
Like, I mean, you can't have two drunk people. Yeah. Like nothing but drunk people and high people around.
Just know your
limits,
man.
Someone has to have their mind.
Yeah, we're not gonna fucking like stick our noses up in the air and say we're the greatest parents ever. Because I mean, you could have a few, just don't get fucking shit faced, man.
I mean, you're
high, stupid.
And I'm drinking a beer. So.
Yeah, you're drinking beer, but the thing is, like, you'll stop after a couple, and I'll keep on getting high. Well, what am I going to do, like, laugh the kids to death? What the fuck? I mean, I still got my wits about me.
I don't know. Just common sense is all it is.
Yeah, well, know your limits, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, some people could drink those 10 tall boys and fucking go out there
and
drive to
fine.
Work and have,
yeah.
do a full shift. It's, know your limits, too. So.
Yeah.
All right. The family was recorded at Myrtle Beach rental home. Is surveillance allowed? Is now the question.
Huh.
So the owners and agents of a Myrtle Beach area vacation rental property didn't tell a visiting family about security cameras and audio recording devices, according to a lawsuit recently filed in Horry County. The family checked into the Atlantic Beach vacation home last July and later discovered the cameras actively recording their private conversations. One camera pointed at an outdoor shower and pool behind the home captured minor children in their swimsuits and nude on at least one instance. Now, you see, that's where you got to think. If you're renting out a home, you should be able to have cameras in certain areas, but it has to be known, like in the main area.
Right, but an outdoor shower is, you don't get naked. You're in your bathing suit and
you
stuff. Because there are a lot of people down here, especially the closer and closer you get to the beach, they have them. Yeah. They literally have them, because the houses are in stilts and they have them underneath the house.
We're experts on this, people. We go to the beach a lot.
Yeah, so you usually have that outdoor shower to rinse the sand and shit off you.
Yeah.
I don't think this was put, not this camera, I don't think this was put there intentionally to stare at children in bathing suits. Mm-hmm. I think this was like a security camera, because this is outside.
Yeah.
I don't think they were for that camera, unless you tell me there was one in the bedroom or something fucking weird. I don't think this one was meant to do anything.
Yeah. So Quincy Smallwood, one of the owners of the property, said there are three exterior cameras as part of a normal security system, and the one near the pool is pointed at the entrance and not the shower.
Yeah.
He denied that anyone was actively watching or listening to security footage, as is alleged in the lawsuit. He also said the existence of the cameras is fully disclosed. The current online advertisement for the property does state that exterior security cameras are present, the Sun News found. Okay,
yeah.
So problem solved.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that camera.
If you rent the place out, and you rented out the place, and this is their advertisement, you gotta accept it. So he recalled that the family making these allegations had tried to bring a dog onto the property, despite the rental listing stating no pets were allowed. He offered to fully reimburse the family if it left at that point, but they declined. The family unplugged the security system after discovering the cameras, the suit states, and a representative from Elliott Realty, the agent for the rental property, then called multiple times to demand the system be reinstated before making them leave the premises.
Yeah, you can't...
Yeah.
Can't just go and...
They sound really entitled.
...change things. They want... These people own this house. They want to make sure that nothing's getting damaged, no one's breaking in, and everything is okay. You can't unhook a security system.
Mm-hmm. So, Elliott Realty does not appear to have any policy listed on his website regarding the use of security cameras or recording device at his properties. Airbnb prohibits hosts from using security cameras and will soon prohibit any security cameras or recording devices that monitor indoor spaces, according to his policies.
Indoor?
Yeah, you can have exterior cameras. South Carolina law prohibits non-participants in a conversation from intercepting or recording others' conversations without express consent. So, there you go. These people were just really entitled, and they thought they could do whatever the fuck they wanted. That's
exactly
what this
is all
about.
Yeah, you can't sue for that. Like, that's absurd.
Entitled fucking brat saying, we're going to take a fucking dog, and you're going to unplug the cameras? Who the fuck are you?
Yeah, that's my property. What are you doing?
Like, we didn't stay in one, but when your friends came down here, and we were over there, they had signage and stuff. They had cameras, I think, and they had a sign that says, hey, actively recording, security, you know, big fucking deal.
I don't know.
You mind your P's and Q's, you're on vacation, man.
Like, what kind of shitty shit are you up to, or what are you talking about that
unplug
you don't
the
want
cameras.
To be heard?
Fucking scumbags, man. Fucking scumbags. Just entitlement. It's people. They're fucking entitled.
Fucking bizarre.
Go stay at the fucking hotel I stayed at. If you want to bring your dogs. They'll fucking let you do whatever the fuck you want then.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right, well, Kellogg's has announced a brand new partnership with Crocs.
Oh.
Bringing you some seriously colorful new footwear accessories that will help you show off your love for both Tony the Tiger and Toucan Sam. Mm. The limited edition launch includes several gibbets, small pins that can be added to your Crocs for a personalized touch, allowing you to showcase your love for both Tony the Tiger and Toucan Sam. I would love a Toucan Sam on my freaking shoe.
That would be cool. Well, I like Tony the Tiger because they're great.
Cereal and shoe lovers can now pick up the exclusive Kellogg's Frosted Flakes and Kellogg's Fruit Loops Crocs cereal boxes at select retailers nationwide. The cereal boxes each come with a QR code for people to use to redeem their free Kellogg's Gibbets charm, so at least it's free.
Yeah.
As Kellogg's explained in a press release, the charms are meant to both reflect the cereals and the person wearing them. Tony the Tiger's Croc sandals exude his confidence, optimism, and an effortless, cool vibe. Well, Toucan Sam's Crocs clogs capture his playful, fun, and distinctly loopy spirit, the release said. All you need to do is get one is find one of the boxes, snap a photo of the QR code, and upload a photo of the receipt with the qualifying purchase to claim yours. Tony the Tiger and Toucan Sam are no strangers to fashion collaborations, but this Crocs drop is one of the coolest yet. Having their own exclusive Crocs and gibbets is the perfect way for Tony and Toucan Sam to express themselves. Like, these are real things. And we're excited to share that with our fans so they can literally walk in their shoes. These are cartoon characters, people. Like, we don't need to talk about them as if they're real.
Yeah, I don't get it, man.
I do think Toucan Sam gibbets would be cool, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Fans can also sign up at Crocs.com right now to be the first to know when the two brands will begin selling their collaborative shoes. The shoes will retail for $70 a pair and be released sometime in June. Naturally, all of this is only available for a limited time. So if you want a charm, make sure to head to your nearest store ASAP and grab one of those boxes.
Hmm.
The shoes aren't that great.
Yeah, they're terrible.
They're very colorful.
I'm not a like fan plain of Crocs, simple. Though.
Oh, I love my Crocs. But I definitely wouldn't mind a freaking fruit. If anyone ate cereal in this house, I would grab a damn box of Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
I would love a Toucan Sam freaking gibbets.
I'm not a fan of those Crocs, though. There's just, I don't know, man. Like, not the fact that they're just an eyesore. It's just, why are there holes there? Because you take them off and your feet look like shit.
When I first started wearing them, my feet sweat a lot, but they don't anymore. And now, like, the holes just, like, air, like, my, it's just nice. It's like air conditioning in your freaking shoes. And it's hot down here.
Why don't you just get, like, mesh shoes, that like, breathable shoes or something? Because those suck, man. Those Crocs are ugly fucking things.
It would be better if I had a plain color.
I saw a dude wearing like fucking like a suit with like white Crocs. I'm like, what the fuck are you? What the hell are you up to, man?
I don't know. I do like, and they're comfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not hard on your feet. Like they're airy. I don't know. They're nice. They're not. I don't know.
Speaking of business suits, you know what I fucking hate? This new trend.
Well,
like dudes wearing like fucking like Nikes and shit with business suits, like fucking sneakers. It's just you see it all the time now. Whenever I'm watching people do an interview or something, they're supposed to be dressed nice. They've got like fucking
Are they sports people?
No, not just sports people. Just like anybody. Fucking, they're wearing like suits with like Air Jordans. I'm like, what? Let's just, I mean, like fucking pick a lane and go in it. Do you want to be like comfortable and relaxed? You want to be a fucking businessman? You don't merge the two.
That wouldn't bother me. I don't like business shoes. Sneakers would, I think that would look nice actually.
With a suit, I don't know. It's just, it bothers me. It really bothers me. I want to see nice dress shoes. I want to see a motherfucker struggling to walk when it rains. But as long as you're in a nice suit, that's the kind of shit I want to see you wearing, man.
Yeah.
It just doesn't look right. Just imagine if someone's on the basketball court wearing dress shoes. It just doesn't look right, you know? Just keep that over there and keep this over here. I don't know. All right, so this one comes from our pal Jay Hall. The son knocks on his mom's door and stabs her 70 times, Florida cops say.
I saw this morning.
Because she got on his nerves.
Ugh.
A University of Florida pre-med student stabbed his mother in excess of 70 times when she answered her front door, and his motive caught detectives off guard. He said, you know, I've wanted to kill my mother for many, many years because she got on my nerves. Then we asked him, what's your relationship with your mother? He said about an 8 out of 10, that he really loved her.
Wow. An 8 out of 10, I think, is pretty good.
Yeah. Well, his mom is an 8 out of 10. She's pretty cute. Well, she was. Sorry. She's gone. But she irritated him, and he made up his mind today on his way home from Gainesville that he would murder her. And that's exactly what he did. The victim has been identified as 46-year-old hound dog Elvia Espinosa.
Not to be Elvia. That's a really cool name.
It's nice, isn't it, Elvia? It's different. It's a different one. She's a hound dog. A mother of three and a second grade teacher at Ben Hill Griffin Elementary School in Frostproof.
Monica's going to be used as soon as the show is over.
Investigate. Dude, she's waiting patiently. I told her. I was like, honey, it's only going to be an hour. I promise. It's only going to be an hour. She's getting jealous. She's getting jealous.
So weird.
You knocked on the door the other day, and you fucking woke her up, and I was really upset. You woke her up.
Oh, my God.
I said, you woke Monica up, damn it. Stop banging on the door so loud. Stop making so much noise out there. Investigators say the killing happened around 2 p.m. on Saturday, April 6th, at her home in Frostproof, about 165-mile drive east from Gainesville, where the UF campus is located. Doorbell camera video shows Emmanuel Espinosa, 21, approached the home with a knife hidden behind his back and tried to get in without knocking. The second she opened the door, he charged in and started stabbing her. He made the statement that he knew where to stab her for maximum effect because of his biology classes. So he did it 70 times, so I guess he didn't know. I mean, it should only really take one if you know where you're going, right?
Right.
Judd added that it was one of the most bizarre murders that we dealt with in a very long time. Of course, this guy's been charged with first-degree murder and tampering with evidence. He called 911 and confessed to the operator who answered. So, yeah, man, he fucking... Wow.
But your relationship is an 8 out of 10, so what the fuck?
I mean,
it sounds to me like it was like a 2 out of 10. Like, why would you stab her 70 times?
I don't know, man.
I love my mom. Obviously, you don't.
Yeah. I mean, my relationship with my mom wasn't an 8 out of 10. It was
I
like
can't a... stand my mother. I can't even stand the... Man, if I heard her voice, I think I would, like, lose it. Yeah. But I would never in a million years ever do something to her.
I don't think my relationship with my mom ever got above a 6 out of 10. I don't think it ever got above that.
God, no.
I don't think it ever got above that. It was never bad. It was always good, but it was never, you know... It always went down or up. I don't think it ever went... Like, maybe a 7.
My mom's voice, like, sends chills down your spine.
Yeah. Like, evil little bitch.
Man. Yeah. If I even thought I heard her voice, man, it's over. Like, get me out of here. I would never do something to her. I can't even imagine what would have to happen for this guy to show up at his mother's door to do that. Like, what did she do?
I don't know, but your mom looks like Troll from Leprechaun. Did you ever see the Leprechaun movies?
No.
You Google a picture of Leprechaun, and I guarantee you're going to be like, holy shit, he looks just like your mom does now.
No, he doesn't.
You don't even know who the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah, yes, I know. I never saw the movies, but there's memes and stuff with this.
Looks like Leprechaun. She looks like Leprechaun. She looks evil.
Okay, she's getting old.
She looks like a lawn gnome.
But...
She looks like a fucking lawn gnome.
Oh my God.
She looks evil. All right, here's another one for you. There's a teacher forced prostitution on three troubled runaway students, according to Texas police.
Oh man,
what the fuck's up with these students? I saw a post online earlier today, and it was about this teacher who was upset because the students took down one of their LGBT pride flags that they had hanging up and wrote, "You're a faggot," on it.
For what?
And I'm not saying the word, I'm just reading that. That's exactly what they wrote, like, "You're a faggot," on a teacher's flag. And the teacher, like, took a video and posted online. "This is what my students do. I'm so horrible, looking for likes and sympathy online."
Yeah.
My question is, why did you have to introduce that in the classroom anyway? Aren't you supposed to be there to fucking teach? You know? My teacher had a picture of, I think, his wife and his kids on his desk, but he never talked about them.
We never had any of that.
He was, like, one of the only ones I can remember that did it.
They had desks.
Yeah.
But they never had personal family photos.
Yeah.
I don't even think my mom did. But there was an area where the teachers could put that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was always, like, just normal, you know, Harriet Tubman up on the wall. Like, just normal historical shit.
I never knew who they voted for.
Or maps or whatever. Like, that's what was on the walls. It was, and the American flag would be hanging in the corner. But that's it.
We did the Pledge of Allegiance every morning.
Every goddamn morning.
And I was proud to do it. I liked it.
But see, I found that annoying. Like, really? I had to fucking stand.
There you go. Okay, at least you're being stand. At least you're being real. Sit? At least you're being real, girlfriend.
It started way back then.
The shit. I fucking inherited all this, people. All this I inherited. But yeah, I just don't understand, man, that you fucking put this out there. It's no business of the children what your sexual preference is or what your pronouns are. It doesn't matter. And to demand someone calls you by what you want to be called, it's just, I don't know, man. It's all fucking fun. And then to take offense because you're putting something out there and your kids don't like it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't expect everyone to be on board with this shit. Just leave it the fuck home. Why do you care so much? You know, I don't, whatever. Let's get on with this one. A teacher was arrested on child sex trafficking and prostitution-related charges involving students. Kadria Grigsby faces 3 counts each of trafficking of children and compelling prostitution, along with her son, Roger McGee, 21 years old, who was previously arrested for pimping.
Wow.
So the mom is recruiting.
Winning family right here.
The mom's recruiting.
Jesus.
He has girls that he's pimping out.
Yeah.
The mom wants some of that money.
And the mom is helping.
And she's recruiting because she's in a perfect position.
Yeah.
Perfect position. She knows who all the troubled girls are. Broken homes, need money.
That's crazy.
The ones with no future.
See, you're supposed to be able to go to school and trust your teacher. If you can't talk to your parents,
yeah.
If you can't talk to a family member or a neighbor, you're supposed to be able to talk to your teacher.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be able to trust them. And you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Don't they all lot? Well, not all of them, but a lot of them have lost their goddamn minds at this point.
You got
like
that
right.
You
can't trust any of them. Jesus.
The compelling prostitution charge is the final one. A person knowingly causes another by force, threat, coercion, or fraud to commit prostitution. The charge can also be applied when a person causes a child to commit it. Grigsby's the cosmetology teacher at Klein Kane High School outside Houston has been placed on administration leave. Authorities say Grigsby forced prostitution on 3 reported runaways, aged 15, 16, and 17. The sheriff said Grigsby assisted her son in the trafficking. It appears Grigsby recruited troubled juveniles from local high schools by offering them a place to stay, which would be a hotel. There have been other teenagers who Grigsby was also attempting to recruit them while attending school. She got booked in the Harris County Jail, and the school issued a statement that they immediately terminated her upon investigation. So.
Oh, really? Usually they're just like on a break.
Man.
The investigation is done. Paid vacation.
Why,
at least they terminated her.
Why didn't the rapture happen? Seriously. We fucking deserve
there's
it, man.
There's so many bad people out there.
We deserve
you know
it,
what?
Dude.
There's a lot of good people out there, too. We just don't... We don't see those stories ever.
I'm not saying I'm good, but I mean, at least I own it.
I just wish they would report more on good things that happen.
Yeah.
This teacher went above and beyond and did something like that would be nice to talk about.
Yeah, I know.
But all they report on is like this horrible shit all the fucking time. Yeah. Oh, this cop went and abused his wife, whatever, but let's not do one about a cop like giving a bicycle to a fucking kid. Like, you know, we never see those freaking... It's very rare.
Does negativity sell? I mean, you got to think of it that way.
I don't know. Maybe it gets more clicks.
Does it, though?
I don't know.
Think about this. What movies sell the most? Superhero movies, right? The good guys always win. You go in there knowing that. The Ghostbusters movie didn't do very well in the box office, but, I mean, people were excited about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it's like... Feel good things. I think there's a space for it. Look at the college basketball game, that Caitlin Clark girl... Number one basketball game of, like, all time, I think. College game viewed or some shit like that. And that was a feel-good story. They wanted to see her win. They wanted to see her succeed. So I think there is enough goodwill out there. It's just overshadowed because they always put that.
It's just not talked about enough to where people really see it unless you're looking for it.
They only want the bad. And it makes you wonder why, because I guess a panicked and angry society is easier to control. Bingo, I fucking hit the nail on the head, I guess, right there.
It drives me nuts.
I mean, if people are happy, they're no, you know what? I'm good. I'm happy. I'm content. I'm going to stay here. I'm happy. I'm content. But if someone's not, they'll do whatever you say. If someone's needing, you know?
Yeah.
I'm angry. I'm pissed off. I don't have shit. I'll do whatever you fucking say to get more. And I guess you can build a perpetually fucking angry society by just feeding them constant negativity and bullshit, you know? It sucks, man. And I'm a victim of it, too. I get fucking caught up in negativity. My mind is my own worst enemy, dude. I fucking work myself up all the time, you know? That's why I had to remove myself from all these podcasts I was listening to, like political things. I used to listen to that shit all the time, and I used to actively search out articles. Now I just read what the fuck is sent in most of the time, and I'll find a couple of things.
It's just too much. It's too damn negative.
It's too much,
like,
man.
I will take a gibbet story.
Yeah, exactly.
I will take a gibbet story. It's too negative. I can't do it.
I do like knowing what's going on in the world. I do like being informed, but I just don't want to I want to be informed, not consumed. I think that's the way that to put it. I mean, if you're on YouTube looking up this shit all day long, or Twitter, or fucking anything, if you're looking this shit up all day, there's a problem with you, man. It's a disease. It is. It's a fucking illness. This country, this world is it's fucking sick.
It'll suck you in.
It's sick.
You can't let that happen.
It is sick, man.
What else you got?
Well, on Easter, the manager of a Walgreens store suffered a Bible belting because she was being rude, according to a customer who is now facing a felony battery charge. Police say Peter Owens, who's 35, went to the pharmacy Sunday evening to purchase a pair of headphones. While at the Clearwater, Florida business, Owens got into a verbal altercation with an employee over the headphones, according to a criminal complaint. When Cole Merck, the 36-year-old store manager, approached Owens and asked him to leave the Walgreens, Peter used the brown Bible in his hand and struck Nicole in the face one time before he exited the store. Damn. So it's not only Easter. Motherfucker is going to a store with a Bible in his hand and then bitch slapped his bitch.
I said I was beaten over the head with a Bible when I was a kid.
Smacked her across the... Mm-hmm. It is Easter.
Damn, man.
And you're smacking her with the Bible. Like, have you read the Bible?
Probably did. That's probably a problem. Probably part of it.
I don't understand. Oh, Jesus. Like, what kind of faith is that? Like, you just... I don't know. After the alleged Bible battery...
Oh, there it is. There, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Well, does she have the poor Bible all red across her cheek? Yeah, exactly. Backwards.
Is there an imprint on the bitch's face of a fucking Bible or not?
Cops located Owens and took him into custody. After being read his rights, Owens reportedly admitted to striking Merck in the face one time with his Bible because she was being rude to him. So, apparently it's not alleged.
Yeah.
Because he admitted it. Peter stated he did not mean to hit her, Officer Ryan Wall reported. The criminal charge against Owens was enhanced to a felony count since he has a 2020 conviction in Michigan for assault and battery, for which he was sentenced to 1 year's probation. Owens was released from county jail after posting a $5,000 bond. A judge has ordered him to have no contact with Merck, and he must stay away from the Walgreens outlet. First of all, who walks around with a Bible? That's weird.
I don't know, man.
It's weird.
That is fucking...
Who walks around with that? At your home, I get. Yeah. In your nightstand, okay, or on a shelf or something. I understand that. You know, all the power to you. I don't care. But you're just walking around with it, and then you go into a Walgreens for headphones. Why are you holding a Bible still?
Get the app.
It's weird.
Just get the app like most normal people have.
And then you're going to smack someone with it.
Yeah, it's...
On Easter.
I don't condone violence, man.
It's a holy really day. What is happening? I don't know.
I don't get it. People went crazy, though. People went crazy with that eclipse. Did you see that the fucking search results went up for people that were like trying to figure out what the hell happened to their eyesight?
No.
Yeah, every year you're told not to stare into this damn thing, but people do it anyway. And I guess the search results from Google went up like, I don't know how many hundred percentage. People searching like, why do my eyes hurt after looking up at the eclipse?
Fucking idiots. Seriously.
Yeah, you consult Google after the fact, but you don't search Google before the fact. Like, what happens if I look at the eclipse without sunglasses on or whatever?
We did see some good pictures in Discord. People, Scott Lang and Jay Hall, posted that. That was nice. Like, many pictures. And like, that's cool. My sister showed me a couple. Yeah. I'm like, we're just sitting here, and it's fucking sunny as hell. Birds are chirping. Like, no crickets.
I
like,
went outside to check the mail. That's it, man.
What planet are we on? We're not seeing anything.
I went out to check the mail. That's all I did.
No excitement over here. We were just breathing in paint fumes.
You know what? I didn't have to take my binoid today. I could have just inhaled the paint.
That could have been it. Yeah. We inhaled too many paint fumes. We didn't see the darkness.
That could be it, man.
We were just...
Wow, there's an eclipse up there.
Out to lunch, we didn't even see it.
Fuck, man. Yeah, I was a little bit like a... I was laughing at my own reflection as I'm fucking brushing my teeth and just drooling like an idiot.
Oh, God,
I love life sometimes. Dude, life is good, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's fucking good. Life is good right now.
Sometimes.
Life is
right
good.
Right now, it's good.
Right now, life is really good. I'm happy. I'm very upset.
Check back in next week.
Very upset because I know something's coming. Because life is so good. Yeah. It's like, when life starts going good, like, we just got the house painted, everything is fucking great, everything's the way we wanted
it. Well, that's what happened, right?
Yeah.
We set the appointment up for the paint.
Yeah.
Just a couple days later, the fridge completely shit the bed.
Shit the bed.
It's like, oh, you owe money to one company? Well, now you don't have
a
fridge.
$2,000 fucking gone. Here you go. sir, do you take Visa? Here, take the one I just fucking paid off, you motherfucker.
Jesus Christ.
He's like, nerd, you have to let go of the car and I'm fucking holding But there you go, we got a fucking fridge. Everything's good though. I'm extremely happy, man. I haven't been this happy in a while as far as like, you know, the status of the house. Everything's looking good. And,
yeah, it's starting to come together.
And you're happy, which is nice. So yes. That makes when you're happy, I'm happy.
Eventually before I die, this house is gonna look the way the fuck I want it.
I think we may get that by the end of this year. At the way we're moving, I mean, it's only April, and we've already surpassed my New Year's resolution of getting two things done in the house. Mm-hmm. We're fucking knocking. We're like, no, what's next? We're just knocking things out. So, pretty excited about that. But I do have another one here for you. Accelerated aging linked to cancer risk in younger adults, according to a new research, and one can only guess what the cause of that would be.
Okay, man, come on. You can't blame everything on it.
Yes, I can. And I sure as hell will.
Jesus.
Yeah, nah. It was the vaccine. Wait, was that YouTube just pulling the episode?
I got a scratch. Oh, no.
Are you vaccinated? Because that's not red blood coming out there. That's silver. The blood's silver.
Oh, my God.
It's oozing. Researchers looking for clues about why some types of cancer are on the rise in younger adults said they found an interesting lead. A connection to accelerated biological aging. Ooh.
Accelerated aging.
Accelerated aging. People are aging at a more rapid rate.
How is that? Because, like, I feel like I feel like my dad's generation looks better than my grandparents' generation.
And we look better than them.
Yeah.
We look much better than them, yeah. I mean,
are they saying the younger generation from us is... Why? Screen time? You're saying the vaccine.
Look at any movie stars from the 80s. Compare them to the movie stars from the 90s.
Yeah.
And then to the 2000, 2010. Hey, we're getting better looking. I
think so. You don't look as old anymore.
Look at the 50s.
I'm in my 40s. I mean, shit, my mom had wrinkles. Dude. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I will put myself up against any 41-year-old male back in 1964.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, look at this. Yeah. Seriously, I'm not bragging. I'll put any one of our listeners up against them, and they look better. It's just, we just look better now. I don't know. Medicine's come a long way. You know, nutrition, vitamins, I guess. I don't know. We're just looking better. But aging is the major risk for many types of cancer, meaning the older you get, the more likely you are to be diagnosed. And increasingly, experts recognize that age is more than just the number of candles in a birthday cake. It's also the wear and tear in the body caused by lifestyle, stress, and genetics, which is sometimes referred to as a person's biological age. So anyway, this is a bullshit article. This is CNN gaslighting us. I'm not even going to read anymore. This is gaslighting because cancer, turbo cancers are on the rise ever since the vaccine. It's just been a known fact. I mean, it's just been going up and up and up. And this is the COVID vaccine fucking finally showing its true colors, and it's sad, it really is, and I kind of wish the rapture happened. Maybe this is our rapture. Maybe the rapture is us doing it to ourselves through fucking vaccinations and shit and warfare. Maybe that's going to be the end of the world. It'll be us. That'll be what the history books say in 300 years. What happened to those fucking morons? America was so great. The fuck happened? they fucking had a stolen election. They invented a fucking fake-ass disease, shot people up, incited riots, told them men could become women. This is going to be the funniest, like, is this the funny pages or is this a fucking history book that we're reading here? I mean, they're going to laugh at us.
Do they, like, how old is Trump? Seriously, like, because I don't know.
Trump's like 78.
78?
Yeah, he's like 78.
It's 4 years. Yeah. Okay, how old is Biden in his 80s?
He's like 82.
Do people really, I don't understand.
Trump's 77.
77.
Yeah.
Why are the two oldest motherfuckers on the planet?
Biden's 81.
I don't understand. Yeah. I just don't, like, I'm telling you, man, it's so aggravating when you think about it. Like, there should be a fucking cap of age.
Yeah,
you can't, like, if you can't walk up fucking, I just don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
He's 81, right? Because if this election goes anywhere like it did before, is he going to even make it to the end of his next term?
You know what?
Dude, they remember that story where he literally came out and said, they check on me when I'm sleeping because they think I'm dead?
Yeah. Well, the Democrats killed Kennedy and he was young.
So they so have to have someone... You can die at any age.
The Democrats fucking killed him.
Okay, whatever. Somebody, they murdered him. Okay. But still, like, I just don't... Like, what sense does it make to have... You don't want them driving cars.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
70s and 80s, like, they start... Like, my dad's a fucking maniac, so I guess he's a...
Yeah, but his reflexes aren't there anymore. No. And he will hit somebody driving like an
asshole. Driving a car, you get annoyed saying, oh, it's an old person. Of course it's an old person driving next to me, of course. But let them run the fucking country.
I don't get it either.
Like, I just think that there should be a cap. Why am I on this? What was the last story you just said?
No, you're getting more political than me. I love it. Go ahead.
Fuck it. Move on.
You're turning me on here.
I think it was COVID.
You're turning me on. Monica.
And then somehow I went to that.
Monica.
Whatever, I'm just going to shut up.
I got one more for you.
Okay.
This is my last one here. This one was sent then. I don't even know what to say. Judge dismisses a $2.6 million claim by a bachelor against dozens of women who mocked him for being a bad date in a viral Facebook group.
Yeah, I saw this story. I didn't read it, but I did see the story.
I mean,
did he really think he was going to get all that money?
It is slanderous, I guess, right? They're slandering his name.
If you're a bad date, you're a bad date. You don't. That doesn't mean you should be awarded millions.
What the fuck constitutes a bad date? I mean, I guess it's subjective, right?
Probably doesn't pay. Probably a scumbag.
Yeah.
Didn't open, like, you know, just like, I don't know. Probably rude when you're trying to have a conversation with them.
My idea of a date, if I ever had to date again nowadays, it'd be like, just come over, we'll find a movie, and we'll fucking rent some, or we'll order some food.
Netflix and chill.
Yeah, that's what it would be. It wouldn't even have to be the chill part, it would just be this Netflix, let's just hang out, you know, it doesn't have to go to anything else. I mean, that's just, I wouldn't want to be around these people anymore, it's too fucking crazy out there. Too fucking crazy, you know?
Yeah, bring me a Chipotle bowl.
There you go.
I'll talk to you.
There you go, man.
You got 5 minutes.
5 minutes. You have until this bowl is gone to impress me.
That's right.
And I won't be impressed. So dozens of women called Stuart Lucas Murray from Santa Monica a bad date before he took the move. Why the fuck did I say Santa Monica so stupid?
I don't know.
Santa Monica. What the fuck am I all righteous and shit?
Because you're high.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, people.
Your accent changes?
My accent changes. Call him a bad date. Father took the move to sue following claims he was labeled a murderer.
Because you're doing a stupid accent. But it made me think of the other day when we went to the store and the whole ride home you were Keanu Reeves. Like, just saying stupid as shit. Well,
yeah, that's right.
All the way home. And I'm like, what is happening? And you were just like, Keanu. Like, you
Whoa! That fan called me Neo. I'm not Neo. I'm Keanu.
Just by your... Like, I'm in the car, but, like, you were just talking to yourself, just being Keanu Reeves.
Sue Crates.
Like, I don't understand what is happening in my life.
I am the police. I don't even know if that was him that said that one. I am the police. Who the fuck said that one?
I don't know.
I think that might have been... I don't know the fuck the movie that was from.
Sue Crates, though. That's...
Sue Crates. So dozens of women called him a bad date before he took... The move to sue them following claims he was labeled a murderer and accused of having STIs on the forum. But a judge in downtown L.A. ruled in favor of defendant Vanessa Valdez. The woman argued they had done nothing wrong by posting their personal opinions in a private online group on social media. The judge found no evidence of conspiracy on the woman's part and granted an anti-slap motion, which protects those who speak out on matters of public interest against abusive lawsuits made to silence them. It just feels really good to be dismissed from all counts. It wasn't just the 2 counts of defamation, but all 11 counts filed against me, she said during a press conference on Monday. This is fucking crazy, man. He planned to sue on a spate of charges including defamation, sex-based discrimination, intentional infliction of emotional distress, libel, and invasion of privacy, among others.
Anything he could, basically.
Anything, yeah, man. He alleged that the woman posted a variety of false statements about him, including claims he had lied about being an attorney, I tried to swindle money from them and had STDs. He also highlighted the post made more serious claims, including that he was facing several domestic violence charges as well as being suspected of murder and involved in a homicide case.
Damn!
Yeah, man. That's pretty serious. But in a post to GoFundMe last month, he alleged that he matched with one woman on a dating app before giving her his phone number and then quickly blocking her as he became suspicious of her photos. So, yeah. According to The Bachelor, at least 238 Facebook accounts posted his pictures into the group, tracked his location, and fabricated stories about the meeting. So he's raised some money, $5,450 out of $60,000. But yeah, this is pretty serious, man. I guess he's
raised money. He's a loser.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like he does have... it is harassment, I guess. Leave the guy the fuck alone. He's a bad date. Move the fuck on. Move it on, man.
How were they all...
I don't know.
In a group.
Maybe there's like a local dating scene or something they were part of. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Yeah, I don't know.
That could be it. And they were like, hey, if you see this guy, he's part of the group, don't date him. He's a piece of shit. He thinks he's... I don't know.
But at the same... Like, I get it.
Yeah.
As, like, if that was against me, like, yeah. That would piss me off and that would upset me. But at the same time, if it was... If I was about to date this guy, mm-hmm. I would want to know. I would want a heads up. Like, look, yeah. He's had domestic violence issues. He's been arrested for this and the manslaughter.
Yeah.
Like, I would definitely want a heads up. So, like, I see both sides.
I think that's bullshit anyway. The whole basis of the argument is like, he said he was a lawyer, but he's not. The sexual thing? Oh, he's bad in bed. Okay. My thing is this, though. If you're going to go on a dating site, go on one that doesn't have anything, but you would think that you wouldn't want to see what the person does for a living. Because if you're looking to romantically engage yourself with someone, you would want to match them on like a mental level. And not this person's an attorney. I'm attracted to that because he's got money.
Yeah.
Things go away. Things happen. He might lose his job. Something might happen. He might gamble his money away. You might, you know. And then what are you left with when that's gone? You want to build a better foundation of what the fuck the guy does for a living, if that's what you're on there for, you know. I don't fucking get it. I'm against all that bullshit, man. I think people should just stay the fuck away from each other. Let's just all stop clapping each other for like 40 years and let the world just end. Can we all just agree?
Remember when you just meet someone in person?
Yeah. I remember those days. That was fucking weird.
The grocery store.
We used to go to the mall.
The fucking mall.
We used to go to the mall and get numbers. It was great.
McDonald's. Face to face meeting someone. Yeah. Oh, okay.
I remember that. We used to go to the mall and get numbers. It was the best thing ever, man. You have a bunch of crumpled little fucking balls of paper in your pocket.
Just hang out.
Trying to put a face to the name because you couldn't take a picture of them and put them in your phone and have a contact. You couldn't do that. You just had to remember.
All right, well, I have one last thing to do. Last week, I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this right, but deal with it. Last week, Nissin Foods announced the arrival of its Everything Bagel with Cream Cheese Instant Ramen.
Mm.
That sounds disgusting.
Mm.
Which will be available exclusively at Walmart stores and on Walmart.com for a limited time. The new microwave bowl ramen is part of the first thing in the morning inspired flavors. This version combines ramen noodles with that everything combo of caraway seeds, dried onion, garlic, poppy seeds, and sesame seeds, plus a cream cheese flavored sauce. And like some of the brand's other polarizing flavors, this is less about the soup-like broth and more about the savory sauce. The new cup noodles... Everything Bagel with Cream Cheese will be available at Walmart starting this week. The suggested retail price is $1.18. Cup noodles. I don't like saying that. It's cup of noodles for me.
Yeah, it does.
That's what I say.
It does say it on the thing too. Yeah.
Cup of noodles is also briefly bringing back another early morning fave: the pancake, sausage, and egg flavored breakfast ramen, which debuted last spring. So a couple new cup of soups. Good. I do love me some cheddar cheese cup of soup.
That's just absolutely disgusting.
The only
dude.
One I like, and I would buy it by the case.
You did.
We would go to the store, and I'd be like, "Oh my god, it's in stock!" And I would grab the whole case and just bring it home. And I'm like, "Oh, eat two at a time. Hell yeah, let's go."
It was the weirdest shit I'd ever see. I would come out there, and she would have like. Glass plates on top of them, and it looks like you're trying to like conjure
because
something.
I did it differently than what the directions did. Boil my water in the microwave. I will pour in the cup of soup and then have my heavy whatever to keep the steam in.
Mm-hmm.
Let it cook for a few minutes, and then voila, my beautiful cheddar soup.
Looks so beautiful in this room, doesn't
it? It was so delicious.
Our studio looks delicious.
Okay.
Well, all I want to do is lick the walls. That's how beautiful it looks in here right now.
Don't touch the fucking walls.
I'm not touching these walls. It is so nice, man. I'm very happy.
Jenna wanted to see the house.
Yeah.
She was so excited because we were telling her for like weeks, this is what's happening. Yeah. This is what's happening.
It's gonna you be have to prep her with the autism.
This is what Shane's going to be, blah, blah, blah. And so everything was done. So I walked her through the house and she liked it because she loves blue. And we're like, okay, I'm going to show you the bedroom. It's going to be dark gray. Don't touch the walls.
Yeah.
Don't touch the walls, she goes. Touches the walls all the way down. And I'm like, oh my God. Like this kid smiling ear to ear. Don't touch the walls. Just touching the wall. I'm just like, I can't. Like, luckily, the hallway was dry. Yeah. But I'm just like, this kid cracks me up, man. She's so goddamn funny. Like,
only an asshole would touch wet paint.
There you go. Yeah, because that was dry.
It made me laugh. Yeah. Well, this is your favorite segment of the show, and I have no idea why you love this one so much.
This is the last one, and I'm high with paint fumes. So,
oh man, me too. I'm fucking ready to pass
this is
out.
We're in the master bedroom, and like, there's no air circulating in here.
Bedroom. This person wants to know: am I the asshole for being bigoted against a kid's religion? My husband and I are 42, and we have 3 kids. Our son Liam's 12, and he's in middle school. At Liam's school, there's a Bible study club. Because this is a public school, the teachers and admin cannot be directly involved. They can only be present to ensure no one gets injured. Same rules would apply for an atheist club. The Bible club is started by a boy, he's 13, who attends our church. We are Pentecostalists. He's a good kid and loves baseball and treats Liam with respect. Liam has been bullied throughout his school career because he's on the more feminine side. He loves Taylor Swift, ballet, and Stanley Cups. My husband and I have always made it clear to Liam we love him regardless. And you should. The Bible study club is open to anyone. There's a girl who's 13 in the club who started attending recently. Her family's Catholic, which we have nothing against. The club met last week, and the boy I mentioned earlier asked the club if anything is on her mind. The girl says something along the lines of, homosexuality is a sin, while looking directly at Liam.
Kids are so fucking mean.
They are, man. Kids are the worst, dude.
They have no filter. They think they're fucking cool. They say whatever the fuck they want. They're mean. Seriously. I can't, like, oh my God. Awful.
Shit, dude. This is, like, no filter at all.
She's 13.
Yeah.
And where is she hearing it from?
This is something that's been talked about.
She's fucking 13.
You know how it is, man. Like, You went to school. Everyone listening.
Yeah, and they were fucking mean.
Everyone here has gone to school. Middle school was the worst. I mean, that was prime meanness. And everyone had that feminine guy who everyone called gay or F word, you know.
The girls were complete fucking bitches, man. They were complete mean girls. And then the boys.
Yeah.
Oh my freaking God. The guys were just as bad. Nasty.
Just as bad. Some fucking of the shit they'd awful. Say. Yeah.
Ugh.
I'm telling you, it was brutal, man. I mean, everyone that made it out of middle school knows how bad it is, so.
Terrible.
This poor fucking kid. She said that boys should not wear tight clothing like in ballet and how men should be masculine and be providers.
She's 13. How do you even know that?
Her parents probably instill that to her.
They need to be masculine. What?
If her dad listens to Steve Dace too much, I don't fucking know.
Oh, my God.
It was very obvious these remarks were aimed at my son. The boy tried to stop her, but she kept going on. Liam came home upset and told us what happened. My husband and I were enraged and contacted the school administration. The school is currently working on figuring out what the best plan of action is, as students have a right to form religious clubs and they still don't know what legally can be done yet. The mother of the girl has been posting on Facebook about how I am discriminating against her daughter and being bigoted against Catholics.
Oh my God.
She said that her daughter has the right to talk about Liam however she wants.
No, no, no! Why?
My husband and I are going through a lot of emotions and wondering if we're being assholes.
No, you're not. No, you're not, because you protect your kid any way you can.
Yeah, you got to protect your kid.
This little bitch is nasty.
Yeah.
And the mom is already on Facebook saying all sorts of shit, so that's where she's getting it from. Her goddamn parents.
I would have to get personally involved in this one.
This would turn nasty.
Me and those parents would have some serious fucking issues. It would get ugly really quick if the parents are encouraging it. Because if I found out my daughter was intimidating some kid, she would be in deep shit.
Yeah, no, we wouldn't tell her.
Deep shit. We would not put up with that. You're not going to fucking, you know,
no.
Bully anybody. That's just not the way we do things.
Mm-mm.
And if someone was doing it to her and we reached out, and the parents were encouraging that shit, it's a game over for those parents. Yeah. Then I will be your parents' bully, kid.
It wouldn't be go to the school.
I will bully those fucking parents.
Okay, the fucking mom is on here saying something? Or where the fuck do they live?
It's done. It's a fucking wrap. Mm-mm. This is how it goes.
Oh my God. This poor kid. Mm-hmm. Terrible.
Fucking awful, man.
And this girl is 13. She's only going to get worse. Only going to get worse for the next couple of years, man. It's just, oh my God.
But you hear about this. I mean, she's only repeating what she's hearing.
Of course.
She has no
idea. It always
comes
from the freaking parents.
She's just repeating what she's hearing. She has no idea what the fuck she's saying.
Masculine. What fucking 13-year-old talks like that?
It's like, what is masculine to you, bitch? You have a crush with some kid that fucking did a backflip off a tree and broke his neck.
Oh my God!
You know what the fuck? They don't know what the hell's going on. At 13 years old, she's her dad probably listens to podcasts religiously, of like super right wing conservative people. And you know, even though I do agree with what the girl said, I firmly agree with
but
it. But it's not
even
her business.
Understand what that is?
Yeah, it's not her business to say anything. If someone wants to do it, you only say something when it directly involves you
or it doesn't. You're picking on him how he dresses. How does that affect you in any way?
Yeah.
Fuck you, bitch.
He's not being inappropriate. He's just living his life. He's just a feminine. You don't like him because you don't like the way he is.
No, terrible.
He ain't doing nothing wrong.
Can't stand fucking... Oh, my God. Yeah. Kids are nasty.
Definitely not the asshole.
No, not at all. Yeah. I feel bad for this mom, and I feel bad for the kid. This is breaking the mom's heart. Yeah. And this poor kid doesn't even want to go to school.
Yeah.
Like, this is terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Oh, man. Yeah, not the asshole. Can't be in this case. Nice easy one for you here. Just to break up the very long week. This is a long week for us, man. Started the new job.
I feel like it's Friday.
I started the new job. Got harassed by people outside the fucking hotel, and now getting the house painted. It's been a hell of a week. A lot of content for the show though, which I appreciate always. But I don't know, man. What are you gonna be doing for the next couple of days?
I am watching Cara Maria tomorrow.
That's right.
Actually, I don't know what time it releases. I think it releases at night, so I probably will not watch until Thursday. But
Cara Maria.
I'm excited to watch her. She's in shape. She's ready.
She is
Let's fucking go.
She was like, I'm going to give up being cute for just winning this fucking thing this year. She's getting muscle.
Yeah, and I'm excited. But other than that, I don't... I think it's a waiting game because my actual show... Bridgerton comes back next month. I'm excited for that. But they skipped a book, so I don't know what the fuck's going on there. And then I think, I'm not positive, Sammy keeps telling me that The Circle is coming back.
Yeah.
Like next week or something.
There you go.
I don't know, but if it comes back, because it's been 2 fucking goddamn years, yeah. I'll be watching that too. So who knows, maybe I'll be lucky and I'll be watching something.
There you go. I might watch something too, I don't know, man.
I've been thinking possibly maybe rewatching Teen Wolf.
There you go. That'll be good.
I love that show.
That'll be good.
So much. Yeah. And then the movie was really, really good. Except for one minuscule thing. But I can surpass it. But the movie was good.
We're good. Who knows? Maybe I'll surprise myself and watch it. I think our pal Scott said it was super gay, so maybe I should stay away from it. Because if he says it's super gay... Then it must be really gay. Isn't that the one he said was really gay? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it was Riverdale.
Stay away from Riverdale.
He said one of them was really gay, and he's going to remind me tomorrow now when he hears this.
Listen, I watched Riverdale for probably possibly two and a half seasons, and I liked it.
Yeah.
Because it was a little darker, it was a little different. Loved Jughead. Yeah. He was like, oh my God, I loved him.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, like, all of a sudden, like, it started changing a little bit. And I'm like, okay, now this bitch owns a speakeasy. They're in fucking high school. The bitch owns a speakeasy. Yeah. Like, what is that? Like, you were complaining, what the hell was it? Pretty Little Liars, where they were drinking or something. And you were like, well, you can't...
One Tree Hill.
Was it One Tree Hill? I thought it was Pretty Little Liars.
No, they were, like, going to bars and shit. Okay. Oh, Pretty Little Liars, too. Yeah, Pretty Little Liars.
Well,
that was the one.
The girl has, like, a speakeasy underneath this place. And I'm like, okay, we're getting a little ridiculous.
Well, you know what? Maybe I'll give her credit for the speakeasy because they are illegal, and it's not a legit business that she's running.
But adults are in there, and she's a teenager that owns a speakeasy. Like,
adults,
I quit the show, so, like, I don't know how
are these 2024
up,
adults just... that are inappropriate around young kids? Then I would be like, all right, this is legit.
But that was one of the things I'm just like, I can't with this show anymore. But that was around the time that I stopped watching that, and I stopped watching The Flash. CW, I gave up.
Damn leftist. Yeah.
I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it anymore.
Well, I'm going back to work tomorrow. That's what I'll be doing. And I got to find something to watch. I have to find something, man. I need my tag team partner to get her ass back over here and fucking watch some shit. So I got to stop being stubborn, man. I'm so fucking stubborn. I just got to be like, bitch, get the fuck back and let's finish this damn list.
Well, watch the documentary while you're waiting for her.
That's what I'm going to do.
I did try that. I still can't remember the damn name of it. This Netflix thing that literally just came out. It was like a few episodes, and one episode was about aliens, and one was about fucking, like, I don't, a ghost. And the alien one, the abduction one, I'm like, oh, this is kind of interesting. Okay, that was the first episode. And then the second episode was ghost, this haunted mm-hmm. manor or whatever. And I'm like, oh, okay, this might be interesting. So I'm watching it. And it's got, like, a creepy story. Like, it's been around for hundreds of years or whatever. And then all of a sudden, they're talking about, like all these hauntings in the house. And I'm like, okay, that's interesting. And then you get people, like, in the second part of the episode, saying, well, there's ghost apps, and you can just easily place the... And I'm like, well, now you just ruined this whole fucking episode for me. So are all these fake freaking photos that have been, like... Just creep me out a little bit about haunting somewhere. That's what I wanted to see. I didn't want to see, like, oh, well, possible hauntings in this manner, and then someone just squashing all of that. Like, well, you could just easily use an app. And I'm just like, well, this was a waste of fucking 45 minutes. I just watched this whole episode thinking something, and you just ruined it.
Yeah.
Like, that... You so then what, I quit the series, and that was it. I watched two episodes, and I'm like, this is pissing me off.
We got the guy in our neighborhood... I have talked to him a few times.
He refuses to talk to you.
He's so weird. No, I talked to him a few times in person. He's very nice, but I don't know. He's just really like skittish and weird. Like I would love to. You know what? I think he's afraid of hard questions because I'll be trying to expose the show. And
I don't know.
I'm not that bad though, am I? No, people like talking to me.
We see him all the time walking this fucking dog. Yeah, like, he waves.
Get your ass, motherfucker! You're always waving. Get the fuck on! I want to talk about this ghost show, man. You know, he lives right the fuck here, so I'd love to do that. But no, like that's pretty much what I'll be doing, and yeah, that's it. Just hanging out, waiting.
Unexplainable.
Here.
Maybe that's the name of it. Yeah. But listen, I'm dabbling in TV.
Good. You're flirting it toe back in the water.
I'm just not sinking into anything right now. I'm dabbling. The Netflix was a bust.
Yeah.
Quiet on Set was decent. We'll see what happens.
All right. So this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna watch Quiet on the Set.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna wait for my BFF, and then we're gonna plan the next thing. And I'm thinking it's gonna be, I gotta find Penguin. Man. I really want to see that fucking show. I'm hyped up. They got some. Dude, they've got some good shit coming out for DC. The fucking Lantern show, the Amazon one. I can't fucking wait. It's a good time to be. It's a good time to be alive for content. So.
You know what? I'm more excited about the damn movies. I even got a Despicable Me movie coming out soon.
There you go.
Like, I got like five movies coming out this year that I am fucking pumped for. I am psyched about a kid's movie.
Good, man. Good. And we got the live show coming up this Friday, so stay tuned to podbean.com. Hit the subscribe button there, and also at Voices of Misery on X. We'll post the link to the live show right before it comes up.
No.
Tell them where they can find us.
He does it so wrong.
Oh, well, then you do it right.
It's Voices of Misery on all platforms.
All. I'm picking my nose right now. It's itchy.
You're...
From paint... I'm pulling paint fumes out.
It is so nasty.
Paint chips.
You can also find us at Voice of Misery Podcasts at gmail.com.